KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Joel Stevenson may face a challenger in November for a seat on the Montezuma County Commission. Stevenson won the Republican primary for District 3, which includes Mancos and Toyoak, and with no Democrats on the general ballot, he is currently uncontested. But Rebecca Samulski, a Mancos resident and the director of Fire Adapted Colorado, has launched a campaign to get on the ballot as an unaffiliated candidate. She has considered running for office before and wants to give voters a choice in the fall.
It felt like a good time, given there aren't a lot of other people thinking about it, and there's so much changing around us right now.
Samulski believes she can get the 157 qualifying signatures needed before the July 9 deadline. The Montezuma County Public Health Department has announced it's hosting another round of community COVID-19 testing on Tuesday. Southwest Health System is again performing the drive-up testing by its EMS building in Cortez from 3 to 6 p.m. Like previous community testing, it's no cost and available to anyone, even those showing no symptoms. Testing is first come, first served. And I'd like to note, SHS is an underwriter of KSJD. The House Creek Campground along McPhee Reservoir has reopened. The San Juan National Forest announced in January that the site would be renovated to fix water leaks and power blackouts. This is KSJD News.